Cole? Now, could we go on to the two works we have of yours at the moment in the gallery? I suppose the most important one is Goose Bader, but that's not its full name, is it?
The full name is Goose Bader Pissed on His Wing.
Uh-huh.
And one of these wings, I went to great pains of trying to stain it with this yellow stain without making it such an obvious yellow stain. And it almost appears as a nicotine stain or something on the wing. Well,
I first saw this in your studio down in Fulbaloo.
Right.
The whole place. I don't know how you got in and around it.
Well, that one was easy. You should have been there when I was doing the plane. We were living, we had the wing over our bed, and you know, just hanging over the bed, and every time we went to the toilet, we had to crawl under the fuselage. And but this one was mainly stepping over. But
then I saw it finished at an exhibition you had at the College of...
At the college, right. Yeah.
That's when we acquired it from you.
That's right. Yeah, it's a work which very few people have seen.
Of course, because it went straight from there to down to us, and it hasn't been seen. Yeah, and probably won't until we get into the gallery.
Right, and I'm still doing the base for it as well.
Awesome.
I think Robert Lindsay's going to ask permission to show that in the survey show, which I
wish.
In August, so.
Well, it'll be good to have it up, and we should then get it properly photographed from every angle so that we'll know how it should be assembled. We'll have that record.
Right. I think the origins of the work was I acquired this goose, and the goose just sat around in the house for a while, and then I took it off its base that it came with, and just drilled two holes in the floor, and it just sat on the floor. And the taxidermist that did the job, I mean, just he had no sense of paint, and the feet on it and the beak were fluorescent orange and that. And then one day I just couldn't stand it anymore, and I just started working on it, stripped it all back, repainted it. And then I had a whale bomb, which I went to an auction to, was out in Parramatta, and I was after some primitive artifacts and so on, and I ended up spending all my budget on bones. There's some whale bones and a dolphin skull and bits and pieces of things, and I had this whale bone. As soon as I walked in the house, I just put it on the goose's back, and then I just saw that... you know, it was beginning to get there, you know.
Uh-huh.
And again, this ideas of, you know, just kind of the weight. Yeah. I saw the bone as an idea, and this the weight of carrying around an idea. It was a very corny way of the beginnings of it. But then the work just started growing, you know. The glove went on its head, and then I had these old machinist goggles, which I used to use and was doing jewelry, and I just stripped the wire guards off and put them on. And then... it was really, I suppose, a growth from the asymmetrical aviator.